From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia raises new questions about its support of Syria's leader. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the fate of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people, that keeping him in power is not crucial to Moscow's objectives. Speaking on radio in Moscow, spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said, "We never said Mr. Assad staying in power is a principled aspect of policy." She said preservation of a functioning government is central to ending nearly 5 years of conflict. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed doubt the statement reflects a change in the Kremlin's view, or that Moscow is prepared to change what he called its flawed strategy.
The fact is the Russians acknowledged the need for a political transition. This is something that President Putin and President Obama had the opportunity to discuss in New York a little over a month ago. President Putin, in the context of that meeting, affirmed for the president his commitment to the need for a political transition inside of Syria. The problem has been that he's engaged in a military strategy that undermines that political objective.
Washington has insisted the Syrian leader cannot be part of a long-term political solution. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara was sworn in for a second five-year term Tuesday, pledging that more Ivorians will enjoy the benefits of the West African country's economic revival.
Côte d'Ivoire en paix est en train de se réaliser.
Mr. Ouattara also says our dream of a peaceful Ivory Coast is becoming a reality. He says lasting peace, strong institutions, and patriotism over self-interest will help vault the nation to the ranks of great democracies. The Ivorian leader won a decisive victory in last month's election, taking 84% of the vote, the first ballot since the post-election violence of 2010 that left some 3,000 people dead. This is VOA News.